iPad and we gave it to him under pain of injury or even death. But when we came of age, we realized he'd given it all back with interest. It was Master Yu Yuan who created Jackie Chan, and I do what I do today. I am what I am today because of him. And so this leap is in his memory, a final act of gratitude, a last gesture of defiance. Someone slaps me on the back, asks me if I'm ready. I nod, barely understanding. Another voice calls for quiet on the set, and suddenly, the only sound is the wind and the blood rushing in my ears, and my heart beginning to pound like a giant drum. Camera, rolling, action! And I suck in my churning stomach, launch myself into the sky. I fly. I remember. I was born on April 7th, 1954, the only son of Charles and Lily Chan. They named me Chan Kong Song, which means born in Hong Kong Chan. I guess my parents weren't very original when it came to names. By the Chinese calendar, 1954 was the year of the horse. According to superstition, the horse is a sign of energy, ambition, and success, and my parents were happy that I came into the world under such a fortunate sign. Of course, my arrival in the year of the horse was hardly a coincidence. Actually, it took an awful lot of stubbornness on my part to pull it off. Most babies are born 9 months after being conceived. I, on the other hand, stuck around an extra 3 months until my mother was forced to go to a surgeon to bring me into the world, kicking and screaming by cesarean section. Maybe it was my rebellious streak that made me refuse to join my parents on time, or maybe it was a premonition of what my future would hold. After all, while comfortably inside my mother, I had privacy, sleep, and all the food I could ever ask for without having to fight or work or suffer. In fact, I can honestly say that those 3 extra months were the easiest time of my life. Nothing like that waited for me in the world outside. Hong Kong in the 50s was a hard and restless place, and my family's position there was at the very bottom of the social ladder among the thousands of destitute migrants who'd fled to the British colony after the mainland's communist revolution. Still, as poor as we were, we felt lucky to have survived China's civil war, and especially grateful that my parents had good jobs in the strange new society of the island. Many of our fellow refugees had arrived in Hong Kong with nothing but the clothes on their back and the memories of what they had left behind. They lived in shacks in the island's crowded ghettos, making paper flowers and cheap trinkets to survive, or turning to less socially accepted and more dangerous pursuits. We managed to be among the lucky ones. Soon after coming to the island, my father and mother had found employment with the French ambassador to Hong Kong, a kind gentleman with a warm and caring family. Dad became the ambassador's cook and handyman. My mother was the housekeeper.